You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
Today is Friday, December 16, 2016, week 183 of Destiny Pizza. I'm Drew Patel.
I'm Max Deska.
And Netflix recommendations. Let's start with that. My recommendation this week is Louis C.K. Hilarious. That is not an adjective about himself. It is, he's commenting on people using words. He has a bit about it. Anyways, this is a really funny stand-up comedian. Special from 2011, right? I think.
That sounds right.
So yeah, really good.
And I'm going to also recommend a Louis C.K. special, Chewed Up. It happens in 2008, right before he got divorced. So it's kind of funny. As he says things, and you're like, whoa, he's about to get divorced, and it's funny to watch. And I feel like the farther back you go, the more like controversial it is almost.
Yeah, but it's crazy because one of them we watched and it was like perfectly fitting for like now.
Yeah.
So it was, I think, like, that was Chewed Up.
Because we...
I don't know, it was hilarious. Was
fitting.
It was hilarious.
Yeah, I think it was hilarious.
He was talking about how everything was going to hell and everything.
Yeah.
And you need to be okay.
Yeah, because it was that one. Because that was right after the economy like went down. Where 2008, I don't think that was right before it happened.
That was before, yeah.
So yeah. Louis C.K.'s got his specials up there. They're really good.
Yeah.
I would check them out.
On Netflix today, Barry, Call Me Francis Season 1, Crazy Head Season 1, No Second Chance Season 1, Rats, and The Adventures of Puss in Boots Season 4. How was your 2 days?
A couple days.
Was it Friday?
Yeah.
And Saturday?
I didn't do much. I don't know what you did on Friday. I didn't do anything on Friday, and then we hung out on Saturday.
Yeah, I didn't do much either.
So... we didn't really get up to much in a couple days. That's what happens when we record on Thursday for Friday last week. And then we only have a couple days. So nothing.
What did I do on Friday? I was like...
because you worked, right?
I worked. Then I left. Then I came home. Yeah, I don't remember. That's weird. Yeah, I don't remember. Anyways, Saturday, I like woke up, I was hanging out, and then I get a call from my dad who's in England, and he's like, you have to go to the office.
Really?
He's like, what are you doing? I'm like, watching TV. He's like, okay, go to the office. I can't connect to the system. And I'm like, what? He's like, yeah, you need to go to the office. We have an AOG, which means aircraft on ground, from British Airways. So I go to the office. He's like, call customer support for like the software we use. It should be operating. I call them. They're like, what's your payment confirmation number? And I'm like, what do you mean? She's like, well, you have to pay $150 an hour since it's like not during office hours for emergency service.
Mm-hmm.
So... I call my dad and I'm like, it's going to be $150. He's like, no, we pay maintenance or something. Like, we shouldn't have to pay for that. So then I call him back and I'm like, he's saying no. Like, we have the thing. And then,
yeah, we shouldn't have to pay.
She's like, well, if you can give me this number, then okay. And I didn't know that was a number you have to, like, you pretty much have to pay money to do that. So I call my dad and I'm like, no. He's like, okay, well, whatever. Just take my credit card number and I'll fight it when I get back.
Mm-hmm.
And then she calls me back and she's like, yeah, you don't have that. Like, you only get service Monday through Friday until like 6 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, that's stupid. Anyways, he's like, then I call the guy. I'm like, okay, here's the credit card number. He's like, okay, how much do you want to pay? And it's $150 an hour. I'm like, well, if I pay $150 and it takes like 10 minutes, do you refund me the money? And he's like, honestly, I don't know. And I'm like, okay, then I guess like an hour, because I don't want to be like, okay, well, it's only going to take her 10 minutes. And then.
Yeah, you can only buy by the hour.
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
So I fix it. We do like the screen sharing, so she does a remote login. She just goes into like control fucking task manager and like stops and starts these two processes and everything gets fixed.
Yeah.
And it's literally like it took her 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
And yeah, so then It worked. I called my dad, and he's like, okay, thanks. And then I went home.
Huh. That's very strange.
And then we hung out.
It's like something that simple.
Yeah. He's like, was there a power outage or something? I was like, I don't know. Sometimes it happens in the middle of the night, and then...
Yeah, you wouldn't know.
So, yeah, that's about it. I got my whip.
Oh,
that's
cool.
What it is. Friday night, I got my whip.
Ah.
I was playing with that for a while.
Where are the hours going?
Yeah, that's crazy. No, it's like, because it's weird. Because, like, I was cracking it one way, which was working, and then I watched the YouTube video that he, like, made for it. Like, the guy who made the whip made for it.
Mm-hmm.
He was Paul doing a different way. Nolan from Midwest Whips.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, the cattleman crack is way different. I don't know how to do it without hitting myself.
Yeah, that's always scary.
It's
about,
like,
a whip.
Because you, like,
it's
whip
like right
it,
in front of your face, right?
You whip it back, and he says when the popper is at your shoulder level behind you, you pull it forward at the same weight, and it, like, rolls forward and cracks on itself. And I was like, I don't know how to do that. Like, I was trying forever, and it just kept hitting me in the back or on the arm and stuff like that. Like, it has to be very straight.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Is it painful when you got hit by it? Or you didn't, like, hit it? You didn't get hit on the actual whip part just when you were throwing
it? No, like, it hurts, but it doesn't hurt too bad.
Yeah.
Because I'm not doing... I mean, I'm probably not even doing it fast enough. That's why it's hitting me. Supposed to do it. I don't know. He makes it look so easy, but he's been doing it since he was, like, a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, that's all about it. That's about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we just hung out, watched Louis C.K.
And, like, the movies and
Deadpool
and stuff. Yeah.
Stuff.
Ate pizza and stuff. It was cool.
Yeah, it's fun times.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah. Well, shit. It's only been 6 minutes.
That's what happens. We got nothing.
Yeah, we have nothing.
We really got nothing else we did.
No, because we've been talking about it for a week.
Yeah. That we knew this was going to happen, too.
Yeah. I didn't expect under 10 minutes.
That's true. It's pretty short.
So you don't buy the argument that the South is so backwards today because we destroyed it economically?
No. I think it's just the history. Of it,
like, look,
and I don't think we destroyed them economically
after the Civil War.
Yeah, I think they went back right to doing all right. Right, I don't know the whole history of the economics of the area, but it's not like I'm just trying to judge it pre-war. Like, weren't we already doing better than them
in the North because we industrialized?
Yeah, maybe like their cotton production and stuff, but.
Yeah, but it's crazy. I mean, like, why couldn't they just open up factories in the South?
I don't know. Why don't they do that now?
They do. Like, Mercedes has a factory in the South, and
yeah,
Subaru.
So I think they're doing all right. I don't think they're, like, just because you're in the South right now, their economics are worse than the North. I don't think that's true.
Yeah, but, like, I forgot what. I think it's Atlanta or Nashville. Most affordable city to live in.
Hmm.
And it's, like, 20% of what it costs.
I think that's a different metric than how well your state's doing.
Yeah, because Detroit's in the North.
Because I think California in general is just expensive. I think even if we tank, like, if we weren't doing well, it would still be expensive to live here.
And like I said,
and
Detroit's in the
New
North.
York, yeah.
Detroit is in the North, and that's a piece of shit.
Yeah. So it's all... How do you judge it exactly like that?
Yeah. Yeah, that's
you,
it.
You see that? I didn't see it. I can't really talk about it. That SNL.
No,
they did with Walter White.
Yeah, I didn't watch that.
I didn't see it either.
Where he was appointed as head of the DEA.
Yeah, that was cool that Walter White came back.
Yeah, and they said he faked his death.
Oh, he did say that in
skit. It fits.
It's funny.
Yeah. I forgot what I was craving the other day. I was craving some crazy food lately. You ever get that way?
Oh, yeah. I don't know what's so crazy, but...
Like, what's...
I can't think of an example, but sometimes I crave certain food
mm-hmm.
at a certain time, but...
Okay, that's... And then you eat...
And then I eat that food.
And then you're happy.
And then I'm happy. And that's the three stages
of hunger.
Of hunger. And that's how I eat every day. Because I'm like, wait, I'm hungry.
At certain times.
At certain times, I just get hungry. It's like pretty crazy.
Yeah.
And then I go eat. And
you described how every person has operated for all of time.
Yes. So what weird things do you crave?
Like, I was craving like a blizzard the other day. Yeah.
I feel like I'm very suggestible on like what other people are craving, and then
you're like, it sounds like my craving.
It really sounds like a good idea to me. But I'm like
those cheesecake milkshakes we got. Like, remember Brian got the cheesecake?
Yeah.
Like, ever since then, I've always wanted like a strawberry and cheesecake milkshake. Because he said it tastes like cake batter, which sounds pretty fucking delicious. Like, even that with Oreos would sound amazing.
Yeah. Sounds really good. Yeah, and like, we were briefly talking about In-N-Out yesterday, and then I started craving In-N-Out.
Yeah, like, and then Terrell was talking about In-N-Out today.
Yeah. So I always latch on to other people's craving.
Yeah, because I was craving, I forgot where, someone has like, oh, it's fucking Shake Shack's milkshake. I was craving that.
Never had Shake Shack.
Their milkshakes are pretty fucking delicious.
Now, don't they have like a few different types of milkshake? Like, don't they have like a shake, and then they have like a malt.
Yeah, malt is just a shake with malt powder in it.
Okay, that's the only difference.
Yeah. Mm. Which is in the middle of like a Whopper.
Oh, yeah.
It's that powder.
That powder's good.
Yeah.
But not Whopper form.
No.
If they like told me they're grinding up Whoppers, putting them in the shake,
I'm going to say no.
Give me the British equivalent.
Yeah.
And I'll say yes.
Maltesers.
Exactly.
That's a worse name, though. Maltesers, that's a stupid name.
That is a dumb name. But the Maltese Falcon. That was an interesting movie.
Yeah, it reminds me of Rugrats.
Yes.
Reminds the Malt Balls.
Reminds me of Guardians of the Galaxy, because they make that reference in that movie.
Yeah. What were you saying? Have I ever? About Shake Shacks? Shakes?
Oh, have you both of them? You've had a malt and a shake, or just a shake?
I just had a malt. Because in my opinion, a malt is superior to a shake. You always have to pay more for a malt.
Yeah.
It's better.
What Shake Shack did you go to?
In Philadelphia?
LA? Oh, Philadelphia.
Or is it technically in New York?
Yeah, okay. I've been meaning to go to the one in LA.
The line's always so long. Point.
Both of them? And there's a couple of them.
There's like two, I think.
They're always so long still?
Yeah, people are going crazy about it.
That's weird.
It's not worth it. We have In-N-Out. That's why it's not worth it.
Yeah, that's the thing. Maybe one in Vegas. Is that one's probably got less crowded.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I'm going to go to Taco Bell in Las Vegas.
You can get alcohol there.
Yeah.
That's what I heard.
They have, like, yards.
I can mix my, like, those ice things.
Like those Slurpee things are mixed with alcohol. But I heard they're not that good mixed with alcohol.
Oh.
Because there's another place. I feel like there's a place in New York or something that does that too, like a Taco Bell in New York. And I heard it doesn't taste that good.
Oh, so you might as well get like a real
get one here and then just fucking do it.
Yeah,
or just get like a Fat Tuesday.
But I feel like have we ever done that with 7-Eleven?
No, I don't know why.
I guess we haven't.
Because it doesn't work well.
Yeah,
it has to be mixed in the machine.
Thing in theory sounds good, but it'll just fall. It's just liquid, so
it'll just like melt through the drink.
Yeah, it won't swirl. You have to get it specifically made that way, I guess.
Or we use my ice cream machine. We get Slurpees, we pour it in the ice cream machine with the alcohol, and then we just run that ice cream machine at the sorbet consistency.
Yeah, and then it'd be all mixed in.
Yeah.
That would work, but you can't just pour it in. I don't think it'll work.
No. Because then you know what you're going to do? The first sip you take is going to be a super chilled shot.
Yeah, it's like if you want just the alcohol, then that's what you're going to get, because you're not... But the point of it is to mix it, and that's not really happening that way.
That would be cool. What if they had this thing where it's like a funnel
that
led to a shot glass, and you just fill the funnel part with snow?
Yeah.
You just pour the shot, and then at the bottom, it's just like a super chilled shot watered down.
Oh, yeah.
But so it is also when you like in like a shaker and you mix it with ice cubes, it's also watered down.
Yeah. So it's that same type of thing, but with like a snow. Yeah. Or are you saying like you wouldn't even eat the snow? It would just like filter through it?
It just filters the snow and be super chilled by that. Yeah. I don't know if it'd be super chilled or not, but it'd be cool.
Yeah, that would be cool. Just the visual alone.
Yeah. Anyways.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, that's it. I have no way to talk. That's 14 minutes. That's good enough.
We'll have more next week.
Yeah, we'll have more next week. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.